Welcome to the Approaching the Natural podcast with Sid Garza-Hillman and sponsored by the Stanford Inn Eco Resort on the Mendocino coast of California. Sid is a certified nutritionist, health coach, and author of Approaching the Natural, a health manifesto, out now on Roundtree Press. Sid is also the programs director at the Stanford Inn's Mendocino Center for Living Well, one of the most holistic and integrated wellness centers in the country. The Approaching the Natural podcast explores all aspects of human health, including nutrition, movement, mindfulness, art, and much more.
Hello, and welcome back to the Approaching the Natural podcast. This is Sid Garza-Hillman, or should I say welcome if you're joining me for the first time. And I'm glad to have you. This is a philosophy of health podcast is what I call it. And hopefully from that intro you just heard, you'll know that I am a certified nutritionist and author of Approaching the Natural, a health manifesto, out now and everywhere, Amazon and the like. And what we talk about here is ideas. We are moving. I'm trying to move people past the diet paradigm, past even the quick fix paradigm as it relates to all aspects of health. So I'll get into this as I do. But for instance, with diet, you know, not getting locked into to diets, which are short term, don't actually solve the problem because they are too narrow in their scope. They often are about weight loss, for instance. And while they may help you lose weight in the short term, statistics show that it ain't going to last. And as it relates to movement, you know, we get all crazy about, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour and a half a day and I'm going to do this and that. And I get all the equipment and the gear and I go and burn out, just like you do with diet. So we're moving into, I am the small step advocate. I urge my listeners and my clients to take small steps but not even, you got to ask what that means even, because some people are like, well, you got to ease into it. But I mean like really ease into it, like in a way that you probably haven't even gone to. And what I mean by that is that you got to figure out for yourself, and this is what I help my clients figure out. I don't tell them what their steps are. We have discussions about their steps. What are they able to take on? What are they going to take on that they can do every single day? Because if you can't do it every day, it's too much. It's too much for you. Now, what that could mean is that you are ready to take on a whole bunch every day because you're highly motivated for whatever reason, and your life is such that you can handle an hour at the gym every day. Maybe you've already been doing 30 minutes a day and you want to up it. Fine. But for some people who haven't really moved or dedicated a part of their lives to that, that could be walking down the hallway. And what I really want to get to always in these podcasts is that it's, you know, if you're walking down the hallway, obviously that's not about weight loss or about even necessarily health in terms of some sort of tangible result that you're, see, we're all about results, right? We want to know, well, what's that gonna do for me? Like, can you guarantee an hour, a pound a week if I walk down the hallway? Of course not. Why would I? Who cares? What I care about is that you're doing something in your life that you weren't doing before that is to the direction of your health, something you're taking on that is to nourish you, to take care of yourself. And if you're new to this podcast, please go back and listen to the other episodes. I did one on selfishness. You should totally hear about perfection, all these things in this podcast, I want to bring into question. I want to pull back, you know, get behind the veil, pull up the veil on these things. What is it that we're really trying to do here? We're trying to do sustainable change. And I almost don't like the word sustainable now because it's just like everything is sustainable. You know, it's sustainable this and sustainable that. And so it's a bummer because we kind of don't really consider the concept of sustainability, but it literally is what you can continue to do, right? So the word aside, it's what are you doing that you can continue to do? If it's something that you're going to stop doing, then you're too much. And it's always like I talk to my clients about this, and it's, I just dove right into this, didn't I? Okay, so anyhow, I talk to my clients about this because sometimes you'll start a step that you think is sustainable, that you start to do something that I can do this every day, period. This is so easy for me. I can do it every day. That's part of the process because in a few weeks, all of a sudden, you could be like, oh, I'm not doing it every day. And then what you do is you go, okay, well, then let me back off a little bit. The why I have a job with my clients is because we're training to think that that's failure. We're trained to think, well, if I can't stick with something that I started, then I failed. And I'm here in this podcast to tell you that this is a process. And I've said it before, it's like a practice like yoga. Health is a practice. So if tomorrow you go, I can do a headstand in yoga, no problem. You do a headstand, you don't do it. That doesn't mean you failed. That means you're not ready to do the headstand. You have to build into the headstand. So you have to continue the work until you can do the headstand. Likewise in health, you may have to back off a little bit to find that balance for you. But also if you do something that's too small and you're like, well, this is totally easy. I can drink a glass of water every morning, and you do that for a few weeks and there's literally no stress around it and it's not adding any hassle to your life. Sure, add in something else. Great. It's always, you know, testing the waters kind of thing. But the real thing about it is, and this is why, frankly, what I advocate for absolutely, totally works, is because ultimately it's not even really about that act. It's about the intention and thought and awareness that goes into that act. It is the daily attention to your health and your happiness. That's what I'm getting to. I mean, that's where I'm going with everybody, you all listening here today, is you, how much are you thinking about your health? How much are you acting in your best interest, your true best interest? I'm not talking about laundering money. That's not in your best interest. You may think it is because you can buy that car, but it ain't going to make you happy. Okay, so I'm talking about exploring what it is as a human species, as an animal, what is in your best interest, truly what is in your best interest, what is going to serve you? That's the question. So I am going to dive into that today because I wanted to discuss the concept of asking. So before I do, a couple quick announcements. I'm on Twitter at Sid Garza Hillman. Instagram, been doing a little more Instagramming, if that's a word. Also at Sid Garza Hillman. Facebook, transitioning to health, and my practice website is transitioningtohealth.net. I do take clients all over the country. I have a model where I offer a consultation followed by daily check-ins. You spend literally every day with me. This is to shepherd you through. It will change your life. That is a fact. Can I guarantee 10 pounds of weight loss? No, wouldn't. Don't care. Not the goal. It is to build in these very things into your life. In the last episode, I offered a 20% off deal, and I forgot to say it's just for the month of January, so it's not like, you know, in perpetuum, like, well, this is 2082 and you said and I will be here, by the way, doing the podcast in 2082 by hologram in your living room. Okay, so that's that. This episode and podcast entirely is sponsored by the Stanford Inn Eco Resort on the Mendocino Coast. That website's stanfordinn.com. And their wellness center, which I am the program's director of, is the Mendocino Center for Living Well, and that's livingwellmendocino.com. They are running a retreat that I am heading up, and it's January 20th through the 23rd. There are still a couple spaces available. A few, I think. I'm trying to keep the group small because it's very attended, you know, like private time. You know, it's a very kind of, I don't want to use it exclusive because that's not the vibe, but it's like a small group so you can get a lot of attention. I'll put it that way. That's eloquent. But it's all inclusive, like food and yoga classes and canoe and bike and, you know, the room. And it's just classes with me and cooking classes with one of the chef instructors. It's super fun. Look into that, Living Well Mendocino, or email me. And I set up an email for this website, for this podcast, called podcast@transitioningtohealth.net. podcast@transitioningtohealth.net. Lastly, I'm speaking, or second to last, speaking in January, January 25th. It is January right now, but January 25th at the Plant Powered Fitness and Health Expo in Berkeley. I will be there. It's $10. I mean, you can't afford not to go this thing. It's ridiculous. And that is vegfoodevents.com. Vegfoodevents.com. You'll see me as one of the two featured. There's multiple. Well, I'm Dr. Goldhammer, this guy who does the True North thing, which is super cool. He's speaking, I'm speaking. And then they have like cooking and yoga and all this kind of stuff. It'll be really fun, and I'd love to meet you guys in person. So stop by, and if you have books, bring them. I'll sign them if you want that. And I will have also books for sale. And give the book, you know, give it as a gift. It's really affordable, and it's less than $9 on Amazon, and it is a hip pocket on purpose. You throw it in your backpack, you throw it in your pocket, and it's there to remind you of your trek and what we're doing. The last thing I could ask is that if you dig this podcast, throw me a review. It really helps things. You go to iTunes or Stitcher and throw me down a review. Tell them, you know, what you think. I would love to hear if it's good. Anyhow, so that's it. So let's get into this. I wanted to do a couple few clarifications after last week's podcast. I wanted to, there was a couple things I finished the recording and I posted and I was like, ah, oh, for Jiminy. I didn't really say that. I might have said that. Anyway, but there's things I wanted to just throw out there that I wanted to clarify because we were talking about weight gain and weight loss and all this kind of stuff. And I was, of course, trying to focus on the health of the human body. And one thing I wanted to add is that the beauty of, forget about that it's just natural. Like, it's just insane for us to even think about weight loss and weight gain. We're the only species that even considers that, right? Because we're having to battle all this craziness and we have to consider, you know, our weight. Whereas wild animals don't. They just eat. If they find food, they eat it, and it's going to be good for them because that's all they have around them. And when they're hungry, they go find more food. We don't have that problem. So we're never hungry, and we have no problems finding food. What I was going to say also, though, is that the beauty of thinking, right? This is a philosophy of health podcast, so it's about thinking. The beauty of thinking about weight in terms of health makes us exist independently of fashion trends, which I think is kind of a cool thing, and especially when it comes to kids and what they're looking at in magazines and what we're all looking at in magazines, right? We exist, we being me and all of you, because it's a club, man. And if we've got to come up with a secret handshake. We really don't. But this is just, you know, I say we. All of us who buy into the whole idea of not wanting to get caught up in the craziness of quick fixes. Let's put it that way. When we are focused on the health of the human species, when we are focused on the happiness of the human species, it doesn't really matter what some photographer or magazine editor decides is going to be in fashion at any given moment, right? Because we had the time of the Kate Moss kind of, you know, and she's a beauty, but there was times where she was like, in my opinion, just like, whoa, hello, give her a sandwich. And there's definitely still models I see around there, you know, like in the Sundance catalog, I'm looking at these models. I'm like, I can, you know, the camera, they look kind of full because of the camera. They say it adds 10 pounds. It doesn't, but I can tell what they look like in person. Like, they are super, super skinny. Now, that's neither here nor there if they're healthy, right? I mean, there's no judgment here. I'm just saying somebody else, if we give in to what we see in magazines, somebody else is in charge of what we're going to determine is beautiful or not. And I think that's a travesty. I think when you think of the health of the human species, you're going to understand what it is to have a balanced body. And that, like I said in the last episode, that's skin, health in general, energy, and weight. But if you look at the magazines and say, okay, well, rail skinny, bony, skinny, that's going to be your goal. But of course, then there was a backlash. And then I see articles about, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to ruffle feathers here. Okay. So, you know, bear with me. But now I see the backlash of like curvy and plus sized. And I'm looking at them and going, I'm sorry, but your body's not healthy. I'm not saying you're ugly. They're beautiful. But I'm saying they're not healthy. And that to me is the problem, is that now there's this backlash and I'm going, you're not healthy. And the reason why you look as good as you look isn't because you naturally look that way. It's because you've been photoshopped and have tons of makeup on and a stylist and lighting and all this kinds of stuff that tricks our sensibilities. It tricks our sensibilities. I am not, I don't champion too skinny. I don't champion too heavy. I champion health and balance. That is beautiful. I don't care what your body type is. You know, some people are going to be naturally skinny. Some people are going to be naturally full or figured, but all are going to either be in balance or not, or in balance or not in balance. I mean, that's just period. you know, if I'm like totally in balance, I could have not as good of a body as some other guy who's totally in balance because he's got a physique that whatever. But I know when I'm in balance. For instance, right now, I'm not in balance. I'm not that in balance. I mean, luckily, nobody's listening to this because this is very, no, I'm just kidding. I have a lot of listeners. It's kind of cool. I'm seeing the listening audience go up. It's very exciting. I love the fact that people are signing on to this thing. Whether you 100% agree with me or not, I'm glad that you're open at least to a conversation about this kind of stuff. It's super cool. But what I did over the holidays was, you know, what people do over the holidays. And, you know, I'm a health coach. I mean, this is what I do for a living. But talk about perfection. I mean, I'm not there. I have the reason why I think that I relate to people on this level and have success with my clientele is because I'm this guy. I mean, I'm this guy. Like, I'm the guy. I have applied more thought. I have applied more research. You know, I wrote my book. Like, I'm in the world of it. But to say that I'm independent of the struggles of every one of you, because unless you're living in the wild, you're pretty much going to be struggling with some sort of something, you know, on some level. Or at least surrounded by food that is just not good for you. And that's just what it is. And so, you know, it's a struggle. And so over the holidays, you know, we got the fudge and we got the bread and the just, you know, and I wasn't even eating like a ton, but just the, you know, the lack of nutrition, I'll just say that. Okay, calories without nutrition. Because the fact of the matter, see, I think it's totally unnatural to calorically restrict. I don't think we're designed to count calories in the wild. We just don't. I mean, we wouldn't even have the mechanism to do that. And wild animals don't. They eat until they're full. So for us to all of a sudden be like, well, I'm only going to eat half, even though I'm still hungry, that's anti-natural. I mean, that's against our natural design. What I advocate for is eat as much as you want, but just change the food that's in front of you while you do that. And maybe not all the time. And ease your way into it. And the question of your health is how, in terms of food, that is, because, you know, I advocate for a very broad picture of health. But let's say for food, what is the percentage of times that you're eating till you're full of food that is nourishing versus eating till you're full of food that's not nourishing? And that will just sort of, you're going to find your balance. You know, and then you factor in movement on top of that and all these kinds of things. It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act that once you get over the transition of learning how to think this way, it's what you do. I mean, I had a couple weeks of this kind of nuttiness, my birthday and then the holidays and this and the food and the, and you know, I put on a few pounds. But you know, and I got to be honest with you, like there were times where it was like game on, like it was a conscious decision. I busted and I was like, I'm going to eat this stuff. It's really fun. It's a treat. It's about family. And I talked about that, like the episode before, the two episodes ago where I was talking about like the nourishment of being with family and that feast and that kind of thing. And that's appropriate too. But as the new year came, there was definitely some days where I was like, I do not want to be eating this much or this food that I cannot help myself eat, and I have got to get it out of my radar. I mean, it was like I was exhausted. Like I have a client who I was like, here's what I did today. I was like, oh, wait, no, I'm the health coach. I got to, you know, like we know each other. It's fine. Like we've been working a while, so we have that familiarity. But it was a way for us to have a conversation about that because I was clearly in that mode that if this could, I was like exhausted by it. And I was like, okay, today is go. Oh no, there's another special dinner tonight. Okay, well tonight I'm going to get up and I'm going to have, oh my God, we're having a breakfast. You know, whereas I'm used to having fruit all day. And that's what I do most of the time. And remember, it's what you do most of the time. Remember, it's not about, you know, I have a client who went to a trip for 4 days and I was like, you know, you might want to, she goes, oh, I know what you're going to say. And I said, no, I'm talking about planning on what you're going to do when you get back. Don't sweat what you're doing while you're gone. You're gone for 4 days. That's going to tip the scale. Let's not sweat that. I mean, you're learning how to think, so you're going to, and she had a great trip. Didn't even go crazy. Like, it was great because she's learning how to incorporate the day-to-day thinking of her health and happiness, and not in a way that it precludes her time with anybody or work or anything else. She's learning how that's just kind of the backdrop. I described it as being the movie screen on which the movie is playing. We want to make the movie screen you thinking about your health and happiness. That's just what you do. That's just kind of your place. So Anyway, so I'm back in the you know, getting my recalibrating. But man, I was like exhausted. I was like, I don't want to keep eating. Why do I have? And it wasn't even the thing. It wasn't even like that unhealthy. Like a lot of it was really healthy, but it was, you know, heavy stuff. I mean, not, you know, heavy man, but like heavy food, you know, stuff that just like weighs me down and I can feel it. But, you know, and I'm running again, running a lot, but that ain't causing me to lose the weight. I wonder if it's more about the food we eat. And it is. So that's fine. So I'm adjusting the food back to the thing. But I had to catch it because I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I look basically the same. Nobody's going to say that I'm overweight, but I know it. I know it. I feel that. So, all right, before I go further, I want to read this funny, well, not funny, this awesome response I got on Facebook from this guy, Darren Cordell. And I just think it's like so great. Like, you know how I joke around minivans, because to me, like, you know, I joke about it. But minivans, I never thought that I would have a minivan. It's fine. Like, they're great. I mean, mine has 15 cup holders. My minivan has, that's the number I always said I would use if I were exaggerating. I'd be like, my minivan has like 15 cup holders. It has literally 15 cup holders. It has 15 cup holders. It only holds 7 people. Everybody can have 2 drinks and one person can have even a third. That's great. And they totally serve a purpose and it's been very convenient, but it's just like in my mind, like I turned 45 and I was like, whoa, like I never thought I'd drive a minivan. It was necessary. We had twins. We had a 9-year-old, who at the time was 5, and we got pregnant, you know, totally naturally. So it wasn't like, I didn't expect twins. Like it wasn't like fertility drugs or something that ups the chances of that happening. It was just like, you're having twins. And we went, oh my God. Like, and so we had to have a minivan. We couldn't afford any other car that was 3 rows, but we had to have 3 rows of seats because of the space of the car seats. So there I am driving a minivan. And it's just not my, you know, not in my picture, but that's okay. I've kind of handled it. But anyway, so I joke around it. You know, because you've heard this podcast, I joke around minivan. So Darren writes, even though this is what he's writing on Facebook, he posted, you can see it on my Transitioning to Health page on Facebook. Even though I don't own one, I'd like to offer a different perspective on the minivan. I have a friend who has one, and sometimes she drives me and a group of friends around in it. I feel like I am part of a tribe when I'm in there. And that's a pretty awesome feeling and totally natural and connected. When I hear you talk about your minivan and kids, I imagine how wonderful it must be to have your tribe with you, being together, even if it's for a 10-minute ride. I think for me, what is out of balance is definitely my tribe. I would love to have a child, though I am not sure how much of a reality that will ever be. So there's a longing for that, even if it means having a minivan. So awesome. So I wanted to read that to you because I just think it's like, it's so true. So I wrote back. I'm like, that's a totally great point. Like, I joke, but there's a thing where I'm not super happy about driving a minivan. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm driving around. I'm going, oh my God, people, and I'm totally just being self-conscious. Nobody's even caring because there's minivans like every other car, you know, but it wasn't in my life plan. I'll put it that way. But what a great way to look at it. And yes, like when I'm there with my whole family, I love it. I just wish it was in a different shaped car. That's all. But Darren's point is 100% well taken, which is, again, it's not about that. It's about the thing, right? It's about being with the group, being with the tribe, being with my kids. Like it's allows us to do the things together. And it was just cool. So thanks to you, Darren, for throwing that up. Makes my day. So anyway, okay. So let's get into this a little bit, which is asking. Okay. And I will do episode, by the way, on tribes at some point, like the, you know, that whole thing. Cause I have a whole chapter in my book about the social network and what that part plays. What I wanted to talk about in this podcast is kind of the, I'll just go ahead and say the ridiculousness of The Secret, right? So I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. Look it up. Like I, it was a few years ago, but it still kind of comes up now and then of this idea that if you ask the universe, you know, things will manifest. Now, while there may be some validity to that or some on some level, something like that, I mean, I used to carry around a Goethe quote in my pocket in my wallet. I need to get a copy of it because I think it got so ratty that I threw it out. But it was like, and I'm 100% paraphrasing, so apologies, Eric Gutta. But it was something like, you know, if you, there's a power in the act, and when you act, providence moves. If you want to start something, begin it, because there's genius and power in the acting of it. And that I believe that when you act, things open up. And this is why small steps is so the way, right? Is because just that action, and if you look at it like that, you'll be cool with just drinking one glass of water a day. You'll be totally okay with that because you'll see it as an act and not as a thing that's going to yield me 1 pound of weight loss every blah, 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 blah. I mean, I was just watching a clip on the Dr. Oz show about Garcinia Cambogia. Now, I love Dr. Oz. Like, you heard it here first. I've been reading about Garcinia Cambogia for 10 years, and I know it was even out way before that. I mean, what is he talking about? You heard it here first. It's insanity. Dr. Oz, shame on you. But anyway, Garcinia Cambogia, I mean, if you guys want to look into it, I don't advocate for stuff. You know, I don't sell pills. I don't, period, anyway. But I also don't advocate for pills. Sometimes things are, in the short term, necessary. And I've suggested clients in the short term, given whatever circumstance they're on. It's like, okay, let's jump on these things for, like, you know, a little bit. And then eventually the idea is that you're off everything. And, you know, for instance, I take vitamin D when I'm not in the sun, and I take B12. Like, that's it. I don't do a multivitamin, nothing. My family doesn't either. Like, it's just, that's where we're at, because we get it from food is where it's intended to come from. Even B12 would come from plants. Well, there's no plants with B12. Yes, but there's dirt on the plants that would have the bacteria that would make the B12, and you'd be eating dirt and in probably little insects and things like that. If you're in the wild, that's where we'd get it. We clean our vegetables. We take a B12 supplement. That's how that goes. So, but with that said, so Garcinia Cambogia, it's one of these things, you know, I've read against, I've read things that say, not really conclusive. Supposedly there's some other things. Of course, the classic thing is like they cut away to the doctor, like sitting in his office with like the white coat on. And of course, he's like totally overweight. And he's like, Garcinia Cambogia is a very exciting development in the weight loss, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like this huge, I'm like, why are you taking it, dude? Because it ain't working. And then they have this other doctor who's on there, and she says, Dr. Oz says, how much can you expect to lose, right? There's always a thing. How can you, not about health, not about happiness. How much weight can you expect to lose? And she says, about 1 pound a week. I'm like, well, that's like on any diet, like 1 pound a week is a substantial and healthy weight loss per week. But like, that's doable. I mean, that's not like a major, I'm not saying you guys should get on a thing right now unless you're ready, but 1 pound a week isn't like mind blowing to me. I mean, it's hard for people, separate issue. But physiologically, it's not like that hard to lose 1 pound a week. It was kind of a, you throw in a little bit of exercise, walk a couple miles, knock off the Coke. And I don't mean, you know, cocaine, you know, but like the Coca-Cola thing and, you know, knock off, you know, a little bit, and you're tweaking, and you're going to be approaching 1 pound a week pretty quick, you know? And anyway, so I was just like, okay, another gimmick. Another crazy, you know, thing that we get locked into, and we're going to think this is the thing. And the thing about things like Garcinia Cambogia and anything else is that you've got to remember to do it. You have to build the behavior of even taking that thing. I mean, this is what is such a struggle, because you know how I know? Because I've done it. I mean, I've done it. I didn't always start off as a small step advocate, by the way. I've done diets. I've done just in terms of like guinea pigging myself, but I've done fast. I referenced that horrific wheatgrass fast I did. I did a water fast for a few days one time. I've done juice cleanses, or quote cleanses, because you know how I feel about those nuttinessnesses. Wait, nuttinessnesses? Yeah, you got it. Look it up. So I've done it. I'm taking my experience and hopefully helping people just not fall into that crazy, or to stop falling into it. Just to stop falling into it. Period. Like, just take small steps to not diet. Whoa, book title. Taking small steps to not take big steps. Who knows? I'm developing it. But anyway, that's the idea, right? So you've got Garcinia Cambogia. It's like, maybe that does work, but you have to build into the behavior of remembering to do something every day. And if you're not the person who can remember to take care of themselves, or to nourish themselves, or for somebody who is not in the headspace of self-care and self-nourishment, guess what? You're probably going to buy a bottle of stuff that you don't remember to take. It's not easy to remember to take. Why? Because we get up and we have kids, or we have and or jobs, and we're busy. We're busy. So while Garcinia Cambogia may work, how about get to the point where that's something you could try and try long enough where there may be effect? Because if you jump the road and just get to the other side before taking the steps to get there in a way that builds in behavior and act and daily activity and things like that, you're going to waste your money again. You're going to waste it again. Start with a stock of celery. If that's where you're at, start with a stock of celery. Do it every day till it becomes something you do. And then build in another thing and build in another thing and build in another thing and think and think and think and think and think. So back to the secret. So the secret, Sid's secret, I love referring to myself in third person, by the way. Not so much. My secret is that it is not about asking for a BMW and a BMW manifesting. Okay? I don't believe that's how it works. Period. I don't think you can I want 20,000 if that were, I wouldn't be driving a minivan. Sorry, Darren. There it was again. God, I can't help myself. I do believe this. I believe that if you ask, information comes. Knowledge comes. And out of that can become things that change, true change in your life. But you got to ask first, not for something. Okay. The secret is that when you ask the questions that were going to get you to truth, because once you have truth, then you can act from it or not, but at least you know the truth. So for me, it's ask yourself always, what are the circumstances around your actions? Ask, if you don't get up and move your body ever, don't say, I got to move my body. I got to get up off this couch. I got to go to the gym, because you won't last. But what if you start by saying, why don't I get off the couch? Why am I not moving? So instead of, I eat too much. I gotta diet. I gotta change from Diet Coke, you know, regular Coke to Diet Coke. Okay, so tangent. I would rather you drink regular Coke than Diet Coke. Regular Coke is better for you than Diet Coke. Okay, anybody out there drinking Diet Coke, I know I'm all small steps. Can it, like, throw it away. Drink regular Coke. But Sid, regular Coke has a ton of sugar. Yes, it does. It's horrible for you. But guess what? Your body understands regular Coke better than it understands Diet Coke. And I am a small step advocate. My philosophy is the closer we get to what is natural, the better for us, for health and happiness. The closer we get to what is natural. A regular Coca-Cola is more natural than a Diet Coca-Cola. Why? Because Diet Coke has a man-made, human-created just poison called aspartame, NutraSweet. When I became a certified nutritionist, there was like a huge section on just the craziness of aspartame, what it does in your body, but also the politics around the approval process. My goodness. I mean, there were scientists going, do not approve this thing. It is toxic and poison, and it should never be for public consumption, period. And they were like, yeah, it's approved. Heard you loud and clear. Go ahead, Coca-Cola. Put in your Diet Coke. Don't do it. I don't think either. Don't do either. But hey, you know what? We take steps. Remember the story about my buddy in LA who, you know, went from smoking to chewing tobacco? It's a good step. Doesn't mean chewing tobacco is healthy, but it's a better step. He had his eye on the ball. If your eye on the ball is health and you love your Diet Coke, switch to regular Coke. There's your step. And then switch to you know, sparkling water with whatever. Get one of those soda makers and try that a little bit. And then try, you know, who knows? There's a whole bunch of, I'll have that discussion with anybody. I don't go from Diet Coke to water. Why? Because most people won't stick with it. That's what I'm talking about here, everybody, every week. Join me. Beating the drum. Work it. Every week. Every week I come here and I go small steps. because I want you to tune into this podcast as a reminder to not take on too much. Is that like the least motivating do I have the least motivating podcast? Don't do too much. Don't take on too much. Take on very little teeny steps. Just drink a glass of water in the morning if that's where you're at. But I'm not even joking, because you're going to thank me 5 years from now when you're not only healthy and happy, or less than 5 years, whatever time it takes you, because I don't, you know, 5 years, my God, well, I don't know how long it's going to take you. But you're going to thank me because you're going to go, look at me. There's no struggle here. There's no conflict. This process was stress-free. This process was stress-free. I built in what I could, when I could. I always had my eye on the ball, which was to do more and more until I got to a good balance. I found it, and I'm sticking because that's who I am now. This is what I do most of the time. There's no struggle. When you get a little bit of struggle coming in like I did over the holidays, I was like, okay, obviously I'm done, because I knew I was done. There was no, like, for me, there wasn't like a risk of me falling into this thing where I'm doing that most of the time. No. Like, I'd set my normal, you know, a couple years ago where I'm just like doing this and I'm feeling good. My stomach's flat. I'm running. I'm feeling good. There's no thing of like, oh no, it's happening. But I definitely know when I've crossed the line and I don't feel good. I don't even enjoy the food anymore. I'm just like exhausted by the food that I don't want to be eating, and I'm still eating. So I get rid of it. I just don't eat. And what I do, and I'll go into this in the tribe episode when I do it, is I elicit the help of my wife. That's when I sit down in a conversation. And I am a health coach, reminding you. I'm a health coach, certified nutritionist. Here's me. Ready? Lisa, I have been eating too much. I've put on a few pounds. You please, please help me when I get home to not eat. I just want to have my big old salad, which I love anyway. I totally enjoy it. That's what I want. I'm doing fruit in the morning. Please help me. That's me. That's a health coach. But to me, I'm a better example for people doing that than I am going, you know what I do? I just do 30 crunches a day and I got a six pack. And if you just do that and drink my protein shakes, you're gonna do it. And I got my ab cruncher. Like, what? That's who relates to that? Nobody listening to this podcast relates to that. I'm telling you, right? So, but the example is that. I'll tell you what else I do. My wife just asked me about this today. It was so funny. She goes, "Why do you have Think on your phone?" Because our phones are on like the iCloud thing. So sometimes, like, reminders that I put on, she's got them on hers because we share the calendar and stuff like that. So every day at 4:50, and I'll tell you why that it's not a random time. At 4:50, alarm goes off on my phone and it says, "Think." So it says, "Think." She goes, "Why do you have a thing that says Think?" Well, here's why. Because I'm at the wellness center during the week. And as part of my job as a wellness center, I also kind of oversee, I'm the certified nutritionist, so I always oversee the restaurant at the Stanford Inn. It's called Raven's Restaurant. It's mostly whole plants. It's totally awesome. But I oversee the kitchen and to make sure that the food's coming out, and just, you know, because we have a, you know, it's a nice restaurant, but it's not like a health restaurant, but we want to make sure that we're, you know, sticking with the whole foods as much as possible. And I'm there to bust around and talk to the guests, and it's just fun. So I'm there. Well, at 5 o'clock every day, they prepare this big meal for the staff, which is awesome. That's at 5 o'clock. But right now, I'm in this place where I just came off the holidays. I've been eating a little much. I put on a few pounds. The staff meal, while totally healthy, is a little heavier than I'm kind of okay with. I just don't feel as good eating it. It's vegan. It's, you know, it's like, this is the thing, right? It's not about that. It's about where's my balance for me? Where's my balance? Do I feel good after eating it? Right? I enjoy it. That's for sure. So there's something there. But if I enjoy it for 10 minutes while I eat it, but then I'm totally unhappy that I ate it for a long time afterwards, to me, that doesn't work for me. That's stress on the body. That's stress on my mind. That's stress in my life. I don't want. So I have a, you know, big salad that I totally enjoy while I'm eating it. Maybe not quite as much, I'll be honest, not quite as much as the staff meal that they would make sometimes. But afterwards, I'm feeling good. Next morning, I wake up, I'm like, all right, had a clean day. I'm going on a freaking nice run, feeling good, not weighed down, thinking clear, thinking, yes, thinking. How clear you think, how good you see, how well you see, how well you hear, aches and pains, allergies. I mean, I did that podcast, I think you guys, hopefully you heard it, where I was like feeling all, I'm sure I sounded sick. I was running all week, felt great, had a total allergy thing. Why? Gluten, eating bread in excess. It's great, but I'm totally not craving bread right now. I had my bread. I'm like not craving bread. Like there's not one part of me that wants a loaf of bread right now, because my new normal, the normal I've had for a few years now, is such that I don't do that most of the time. So when I do it, while I enjoy it for short term, I feel the effects for sure. And there's no struggle there. There's no like, I'm not like, man, I really, game on now. I won't get back to that bread. Nothing. I got nothing. I could walk by a loaf of bread right now and not even look at it for a second. I mean, that's where I'm at with that, because that's just the calibration that I mean, that's where I've set myself. But that's what I'm talking about. So anyway, back to the think thing. So I have it set on my alarm on the calendar, 4:50 every day. For a couple nights, I'm down in the restaurant and I'm, you know, walking around and everything. So I know that staff meal is at 5. And so what I do is I set my reminder to go off on my phone at 4:50. Why? Because it's this little moment where before I go downstairs, you know, I'm upstairs usually at that point working on my laptop, doing whatever. And my, you know, and I know that staff meal is at 5. And so my alarm goes off. And it's just this little moment of awareness and thought. It just wherever I am at, and I could be in a good place, but wherever I'm at in that moment, it guarantees me to be aware. So if I'm drifting and I'm kind of in a place, or if I'm stressed, you know, like that kind of thing, how many times are we stressed and we eat, right? If I'm in that place, I could be vulnerable to going down there and having a big plate of food and then another big plate of food. That's usually what I'll do. Kind of like in that place where I'm just like eating. Now I'm eating a lot of calories these days because I'm running and things like that, but I know that I don't need that much food because I'm not hungry for it. It's just a taste thing. I know that. But if I'm not in that mindset, if I'm not in that awareness, I will eat and it will be a conflict for me because I will not be happy after I do that. It will be something I do not want to do. And I'll do it. And so having that alarm there is, I mean, that's the thing about technology that I love. Like that's how technology can be used in a way that's really great. That could just flip on that little awareness switch for me so that I'm not mindless. I'm mindful. I'm in that moment. I can make a good decision about what I truly want to do. And just that little break, boom, it's like a little awareness bullet hits you and you're like, ah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Right? That's where I'm at. That's the think. So back to the act, or back to the ask. It, to me, it's always, you know, when it comes to food, saying if you're overeating or you're eating food that's not nourishing, let's say, asking yourself, you know, not, you know, I want to be 115 pounds. The universe will help me. The universe will deliver that to me. It will manifest. We manifest. If you hear sarcasm in my voice, it's because the new agey thing, like again, I'm in the kind of the new agey, like there's a lot of new aginess like in the health world. My part of what I really want to get across is, and I'm not knocking new agey, I'm just saying that's not me. Like I was an indie rock musician and but I think health applies to anybody. And I think it's a bummer when it's become sort of exclusionary in that way, like healthy living is only for people who are into healthy living. It's for the human species. Healthy living is for the human species. It is how we're designed. It's how we're designed. In fact, the whole reason, remember to come back to the whole trends in fashion thing, the whole reason why we give in to those advertisements and because why we're swept up is, this is how I see it, I would argue it's because of our natural design. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that we are designed for pleasure and for nourishment. That's a given. We ain't changing that. Just like we're not changing wanting to eat until we're full. That's just that we don't try to change that. Just change what you were eating most of the time. And the ads and things like that are this kind of like, we, there's like a pleasure in the, in our interactions with media and with entertainment and magazines. We're designed to crave those things. So just change once in a while, or however much you have to, the things that you are feeding your brain. You know, enjoy the, you know, not the crappy novel. It's fun. Great. But maybe sometimes you read something that's a little more thought-provoking. I don't know. I mean, that's what I try to do. You know, I'm reading like nutrition books and things like that. And sometimes I'm like, whoa, I just need to get into a novel too, because I got to balance that out. Otherwise, it's not as nourishing to me. And I love the information, but I don't want it to be my job all the time to do research like every minute of every day. Sometimes I need to watch a movie. Sometimes I need to watch, you know, a movie that's a little heavier. And sometimes I need to watch a movie that's a little lighter. And sometimes I need to watch Some Kind of Wonderful, which is just brilliant. It's everything. It's fun and light and intellectual. You know what? Don't judge me. Okay, Mary Stuart Masterson. Oh my God. I had the crush. The crush of all crushes. I wish the universe had manifested Mary Stuart Masterson. No, I'm joking. I've been married for 19 years. Wouldn't trade her for the world. But anyway, back to the ask. So let's get woo. So let's get back to the ask. So the secret is this. And the reason why I talked about the think calendar thing, because ultimately it comes down to thinking. And when you ask the right questions, and without even the expectation of having them answered or you even answering them right now, but when you just start asking the question, when you go, well, I'm eating too much, so I need to diet, I need to go down, I need to lose weight. Instead, you go, why do I eat too much? Why do I eat food that is not nourishing to me, that is not making my body healthy? Why do I eat food that is not feeding my body and soul? Why do I sit on a couch and never move? You know, why do I drink a ton of beer? Why do I drink Diet Coke? I think that's a great question. Why do you drink Diet Coke? Most people, well, I don't want to gain weight. Well, guess what? Read the research on that. Diet drinks and aspartame specifically often result in greater appetite and rarely result in weight loss. Because why it's so stressful on your body, and what's one of the body's stress response? To hold on to fat. I mean, that's the irony. You're drinking Diet Coke because you're counting calories. But instead, focus on putting natural food in your body no matter what the calories are. Start there. And that's the ask. When you ask those questions, guess what will manifest? Greater health and happiness. Not a BMW. Not 20,000 bucks in the bank. Greater health and happiness. A balance in your life such that you can be a person who can then go after the things that you want in your life. And maybe that is a BMW. For me, it's a 1967 Porsche 911. That would give me great pleasure. But I'm not going to, you know, and that's the truth. I love that damn car. But I'm not going to be like, oh, I got to manifest the Porsche. Magically, if I ask the universe, I will get a 1967 Porsche. No, sorry, no. It's a shortcut, a quick fix, like a diet. It's stupid. It's not It's not a good way for you to spend your time, because it's not going to yield you what you truly want: health and happiness. Whether you know it or not, you are naturally designed for health and happiness. I'm not putting actions in your world that you wouldn't want to do. I'm not saying what would make you happy is if you played tennis. That would make you happy. I'm not going to fill in the blanks for you. I'm not going to say what is the thing that's going to, the activity that you like doing that gives you happiness, but you're darn straight, I'm going to say that you're designed to be happy. I'm going to say you're designed to be in balance. I'm going to say your body thrives best on food that comes with nutrition, with the calories. Because guess what? That's a fact. And that's independent of studies. And I've read the studies. But like I've said before, I can find 5 studies that say cow's milk is good for you, and I can say 5 studies that say it's not. But I can say that we're not meant to breastfeed after the age of 2. And certainly not from a cow. They got no business in the human body. No business. And what's interesting is I was talking to my wife this morning because I was formulating the podcast, and she brought up a really, really good point that I would love to take credit for. But I can't, because it was her idea. We were driving past some cows and we saw one nursing, and she said, isn't it interesting that food is like the first communication. It's like the thing, and even with animals that we domesticate, dogs, cats, but also, you know, cows and pigs and goats, like food is that thing. Horses, like you bring them food. Like you there's like joy in feeding a horse a carrot. Like that's what you want to do. Like you want to ride them, but also kids want to feed a horse. That's what you want. It's like we're wired that way too. Of course, with cows, I mean, the sad thing of course, we're nursing them and they're going, okay, well, we're being nourished by these people. And then, of course, we eat them. But that's kind of, you know, neither here nor there. But, well, it's not neither here nor there. It's sort of like that's an abomination of the natural order too. But the idea that nourishment is kind of that first thing. When you're born, the expectation on a, not a conscious level, but a design level, is to be nourished by your mother. That is the very first message we receive is nourishment. Is care. So if you want to ask a question, what you should, is, are you nourishing yourself now? When did that stop for you? Because, and maybe it didn't even occur when you were born. I mean, right? And maybe that's the message that you need to understand, is that you weren't nourished when you were young. And once you're aware of those things, you can then start to what? Act to nourish. If you weren't educated because you didn't have the opportunities, because you weren't born into money and all the opportunities that come with that in this country, and you went to a substandard school and all that stuff, it's not too late. It's not too late for you at all. I don't care how old you are. Go back to school or get books to read on subjects and read a little bit, a paragraph a day. Can you do that? Because to me, if you weren't doing that before and you're doing that now, that's an action. That's going to open. Here's what the universe will do. That will open up things for you. Not magically. You have to act. This is why this is not the most motivating podcast in the world, because I'm not promising any magic here. I'm not promising Garcinia Cambogia is going to, you don't have to do anything if you take this pill. That's a snake oil salesman. That's what they're doing. That's a snake oil salesman. They do it because it sells. You're darn right. And guess what? Ironically, or coincidentally rather, there's going to be an affiliation with a company that sells the Garcinia Cambogia. Huh. So I could do that. I could go, hey, you know what? I read a bunch of Garcinia. Go to my website, and on the products page, just click on that. Goes right to Amazon. I'm not a snake oil salesman. I'm not. I'm a book salesman, if anything. And I don't make a ton of money off that. But it helps support me, and it's, the message is in a little thing you put in your hip pocket. I'm not gonna apologize for that. I wrote a book. I would love for people to buy. Everybody listening, I would love for if you bought this book for everybody you know. Because small steps are where it's at. Small steps are where it's at. It's just not as sexy. And when people are, and when you're doing the work, when you're drinking the glass of water per day, when you're reading the paragraph of the book on a subject that you always were curious on, but you haven't had time to do that stuff because you're, you know, you're busy and everything else, and you get home at the end of the day and you, yeah, technically have time, but you're also really burnt because you're at the end of the day and you crack open a beer and watch TV. But maybe, sorry to go here, but maybe while you're going to the bathroom, you have that book and you could read a paragraph. See how that feels. Ask yourself why you're doing all the things you're doing in your life right now. And understand that some things you're doing because they are nourishing. So that's a good question to answer, right? Why do I get up and eat fruit? To me, I mean, this is me talking to me. Why do I get up in the morning and eat fruit? Because it makes me feel good. Because it gives me energy. Because it allows me to run, which is what I enjoy doing. It's that time I have. Because it gives me energy to be with my kids and to enjoy my kids. Because it puts me in a good mood long term, because I'm nourishing my body most of the time. So I'm not in a bad mood when I get home at the end of the day. So I can be present with my kids and not angry, in a bad mood, or on edge, or irritable. So I can have a good marriage because I'm also those things. And I'm fit and I feel good in my body. That's why I eat fruit. But I'd want to know if I was doing something that wasn't nourishing me, because I'd want to go, okay, well, now I need to think about am I ready to take on any kind of little step to change that thing? Continuing that ask. Not asking, you know, what you want. in a material sense. Don't ask for what you want material sense. Ask for what you what maybe that material thing is you want that to deliver. You know, I want the Porsche because I think it would make me happy. Do I think it would solve my, you know, if I had a bad marriage, I would think that a Porsche would solve that problem or money or anything like that? No, I want to have that conversation. I want to know. If I hypothetically had a bad marriage, I want to go, why do I have a bad marriage? Start with asking the questions, and maybe it's too much for you to even contemplate the answer right now. That's okay. Don't even try to answer it right now. One thing I advocate for, and one thing I talk to my clients for, is writing it down in a journal and then ripping up the page, ripping it up or burning it so nobody could read it. Ask yourself a question. Why do I eat bad food, food that is not good for me, that doesn't make me feel good long term? Why is that? And then crack that journal piece of paper open or whatever it is, a scratch paper or whatever, and write down just the heaviest, crazy whatever. See if what comes out or not. And if something really heavy comes out and you're just like, what was that? And you're just like, oh my goodness, rip it up, throw it away. You know it. That's all you need to know. And that's the ask. That's the secret. You want to know the secret? That's the secret. No gimmicks, no nothing, but it will yield you health and happiness. That is a fact that I can guarantee. That I can guarantee. If you start taking small steps, if you start the action that Goethe is talking about, just the act of beginning a process, there is, if you want to talk about magic, there's magic there. Stuff opens up. It really does. Even something so inconsequential. And while you're doing that little teeny step of drinking a glass of water, nobody in your life is going to go, my goodness, you lost all that weight. You look fantastic, because that's what we want from a diet, right? But then it doesn't last and we gain all the weight back. And then we feel crappy because all of a sudden those compliments are drying up. They're not coming. And you know that you gained all the weight back. You're not dumb. You know what happened, and that's a hit. I said last episode, that's a hit. It's a hit to your self-esteem. Make it forward motion, overall forward motion. That means taking on stuff. Maybe it's a little too much. You back off a little bit. You find your good balance. It's all forward motion. Any action is forward motion, period. Any action is forward motion. Any act of nurturing your body is forward motion. Nourishing your mind, forward motion. It's the speed that you need to address. A diet or a personal trainer for 3 weeks is not forward motion. It looks like forward motion, but it ain't, because it's going to stop. It's going to stop. Action that is sustainable, that is literally you're going to do something tomorrow or today, as you're listening to this, crack a glass of water and drink it. And by crack it, I mean just pour it, you know, whatever you do with water. Drink a glass of water. That's an action. You're done. You can do that. Everybody can manage that. There's nobody here that can't drink a glass of water. Period. That's an action. That action is forward momentum. That action is something you can continue to do every day. Leave yourself notes to remind yourself to take a deep breath. Get food that doesn't give you long-term pleasure out of your house, out of your immediate surroundings. Save the food that is for mental nourishment for special occasions. Work toward that. Maybe you're not ready to empty your house out. Fine. Empty your house out of one thing. One thing that doesn't give you long-term pleasure. That you know right now while listening to this, I don't really want that thing. But when you're close to it, you can't help yourself, i.e. Numinos, wink, wink. That's my thing, right? I don't have them in the house. I had them in the house over the holidays. Had them in the house over the holidays. They're not there anymore, and not because I removed them, because I ate them. But I wasn't the only one. And that's the process. It is the process of taking small steps. But the first process is ask yourself those questions. Can they be painful? Yeah, and that's why I think you should, even with asking, start small. You know, ask yourself a question and don't even worry about answering it, because stuff comes up. Stuff comes up. Stuff comes up. When you ask yourself, why am I not nourishing myself? There's probably an answer. There's probably an answer. And it's not happy. But guess, can I tell you something? Here's the truth. The answer is there in your body. Your body has the answer. Whether you want to face it or not, asking the question and getting an answer isn't like revelatory to your body. Your body's like, yeah, I already know. It's there in your mind somewhere. It's there. So you can't say like, well, I shouldn't have asked that question because now I know ignorance is bliss. I wish I hadn't known that. You know it already, whether you know it or not. Your body's expressing your, if you want to talk about manifestation, your body is a manifestation of of you. How your body is in balance right now is a manifestation of how you are in balance, how much in balance you are. There's no, I wish I didn't know. You know. You know. All I'm saying is get it out. Bring it into the forefront. It's time. Time to have that conversation. So you know. And then you can say, well, what am I ready to do to work on this for myself, to make myself happier with regards to all these things? Why don't I move? Is it because I'm in pain and I'm too stiff and my joints are, you know, feel bad and all this kind of stuff? Okay, then don't move yet. Or maybe you move so minutely that you can handle it. You've got to walk somewhere. You probably walk to the restroom. So maybe you do a loop down the hallway and back, and you can do that without pain. Remember? Because I don't want steps that add stress. And maybe that's where you start. But you ask the questions. You ask the questions. And then what you receive, ask and ye shall receive. That was my title of this podcast. What you receive when you ask is truth. Eventually, whether it comes right away or not, what you receive when you ask is truth. If you ask, you have to ask though. You can't sit back and go, these problems are going to be solved. My health is just going to be solved with this. I'm just going to follow this 12-week plan. I got the meal plan. I got the shopping list. I got it all. I got the ingredients. I'm just going to do this. This is going to solve what the thing. The answer is there already. You have to ask and you will get it. What you will receive is information and truth from which you can then act. And that is power. That is power like you can't even imagine. It's the power that some people are even after in the world, but it's, again, misguided, and they want power over people and power over, you know, whatever, but they're not happy. You want power over yourself. Establish personal power. I mean true power, not insecure, greedy, crazy power. I'm talking about power of action. I'm talking about power of truth, power of honesty, removing conflict, so that you can act in the world in whatever circumstance, and it's in a way that is just the thing. I mean, it's the thing. It's your design. It's how we're working to get closer to our natural design by degrees. But once you find that balance, man, you will know. You will know, and you'll protect that so fiercely. You'll stray here and there, and you'll just boom. I ain't going farther than that. I'm coming right back. I'm coming right back. It feels too good. I'm too happy here. I don't want to mess this up. My relationships are better because of where I am. That's power. That is power. All right? Ask and you shall receive. But it's really what you're asking for. Find out for yourself. And you will see things happen. There's no doubt. If you ask the right questions, there is magic. That's the magic. Is when you are honest with yourself and you remove that conflict, all the conflict, no matter how painful it is, but it's there, like I said. The conflict's there, whether you ask about it or not, it's there. It just might be manifesting as holding on to extra weight. Don't make it about the food. Don't make it about lack of movement. Make it about the backdrop. Make it about the screen that the movie's playing on. Make it about that. Ask those questions. Then you're going to see change. Then you'll see the stomach flatten out. Then you'll see your life improve in all respects. You really will. I will guarantee it right here on this podcast. All right? If you're listening to this around January, which is when this ended, Happy New Year. If you're listening to it in June, hey, Happy New Year still. Thank you, guys. Be well, and I'll see you in a week.
if I come to you. Sometime in the future, and I sit down before you. If I come to you.